Okay. Welcome, everybody, to our opening week of the REITs in the Workplace Chabura. Thank you to everybody at REITs who made this possible, and a special thank you shout out to Natana Lederer and Avi Hurt for the inspiration of this Chabura. Because of our limited time, since we're only going to have a 20-minute Chabura, so there won't be any questions during the shiur. But you should please contact me afterwards with any questions or comments. You can message me on WhatsApp or email me. And on that note, the WhatsApp group is posted in the chat. So if you haven't joined yet, then please do. I'm very excited to delve into a different halachic topic on the Parsha each week. So let's get started. Let's get right to it. The Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro, Perek Chaf of Sefer Shmos, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsha, one of the Aseres Hadibros, that establishes for us the mitzvah of Shabbos, where the Gemara in Pesachim and Av Kuv Vav Amar Aleph derives from that pasuk that there is a mitzvah de oraisa, a biblical command to sanctify the day of Shabbos. The Gemara extrapolates from that pasuk, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Zochrehu al Hayayin Bechnisasa, that we are obligated to articulate the sanctity of Shabbos over a cup of wine at its onset. And while according to all opinions, the Gemara establishes the mitzvah of Kiddush, there are some opinions as well who hold that the Gemara establishes the mitzvah of Havdalah as well. In addition to the mitzvah of Kiddush, there's also the mitzvah of Havdalah. Some of the Rishonim actually have a girsa in the Gemara that says, "Biyitziaso minayin talmud lomar es yom." How do we know that you're supposed to sanctify the Shabbos at its conclusion as well? Well, that's why the Pasuk has the inclusionary phrase es yom. The Pasuk comes to include the obligation not only to sanctify the Shabbos at its beginning, but also at its end. And today I'd like to focus on that mitzvah of Havdalah in particular and its relationship to the mitzvah of Kiddush. We're going to focus on three questions. The first one is whether the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah de oraisa, a biblical command, or is it a mitzvah de rabbanan, a rabbinic mandate? We already saw that according to some opinions, it has its roots in the Torah, but we're going to explore that more fully. That's question number one. Question number two is how, if at all, does the source for the mitzvah of Havdalah impact or reflect on its nature and its character? What does the source for Havdalah tell us about the mitzvah? And the third question is what the practical ramifications, which ones might illustrate the nature and the character of Havdalah. We're going to try to really get knee deep into the mitzvah of Havdalah, try to understand it to the best of our capacity. So let's begin with the first question, the source for the mitzvah of Havdalah, the legal stature of the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah de oraisa or is it a mitzvah de rabbanah? We began by saying that according to some of the Rishonim, the Gemara in Pesachim, Adav Kuv Vav, extrapolates from Zachor Es Yom, that inclusionary phrase, that we also sanctify the Shabbos at its conclusion, Biyitziaso Minayin. And that's the Tosos Rid in Pesachim, Adav Kuv Vav, and also the Mefarish ascribed to Rashi in Maseches Nazir and Adav Dalit. For those who would like to study the Makoros more inside, I'm going to post the Makoros after the Shir in the WhatsApp group. But for now, we're going to do it just outside. So that's the first opinion. In addition, the Rambam also was of the opinion that from this pasuk in Parashas Yisro, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, we derive not only the mitzvah of Kiddush, but also the mitzvah of Havdalah. The Rambam quotes the Medrash Halacha, cited in the Mechilta, that says, Kadshehu b'chnisaso, b'kadshehu b'yitziaso. We don't have this Mechilta on our hands, we can't find it, but the Rambam does quote it in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei. And he also says in the Yara Chazaka, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Tes, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, V'tzarech lizochrehu b'chnisaso uv'yitziaso. But we have to call attention to the sanctity of Shabbos, not only at its beginning, but also at its end. What comes out from the Rambam is that the Torah command the imperative of Zachor to remember, that's the literal translation of the word Zachor, but really it means to call attention to its uniqueness, to the day of Shabbos. So that requires us not only to say Kiddush, but also to say Havdalah. We're going to come back to that and try to explain that a little bit more fully. So that's opinion number two within the camp that views the mitzvah of Havdalah as a mitzvah de oraisa. That's the position of the Rambam. Then there's a third opinion, again, within this camp that views the mitzvah of Havdalah as a mitzvah de oraisa, that derives it from a totally different source, a pasuk in Parashas Shmini that's quoted in the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Torah says, Lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol. One of the things that that the Kohanim are supposed to be able to do is distinguish between Kodesh and Chol, between sanctity and regularity. So from Lehavdil bein HaKodesh uvein HaChol, the Gemara there infers that those who make Havdalah on wine on Motzai Shabbos, after Shabbos, are fit for special reward. And some of the Rishonim, there's an opinion quoted in the Magen Mishnah. This is also the way that it sounds from an opinion of the Rash Mishantz in a correspondence that he had with Rabbi Meir Halevi, the Yad Rama. So it sounds like from these Rishonim that we derive from this pasuk, Lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol, that there's a mitzvah oraisa to recite Havdalah at the conclusion of Shabbos. So these are the different opinions that hold that there's a mitzvah to oraisa to say Havdalah after Shabbos. But then there's a totally different camp that holds that there's no mitzvah de oraisa whatsoever to recite Havdalah after Shabbos. Rather, the mitzvah to recite Havdalah is actually just a mitzvah de Rabbanan. It's of rabbinic origin. It doesn't actually stem from the Torah, from a biblical command itself. This opinion was ascribed to the Or Chaim, Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Miloniel, and it's also a Yesh Omrim in the Magen Mishnah, who hold again that there's just a mitzvah de Rabbanan to recite Havdalah. Now, what would be the difference between whether we hold that the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah de oraisa or a mitzvah de rabbanan? So the one difference might be whether women have the obligation to recite Havdalah after Shabbos. Are women included in the obligation? Are they subject to this imperative to recite Havdalah after Shabbos? So according to some, it's absolutely the case that women have the obligation just as men do. The Magen Mishnah explains that according to the Rambam's approach to the mitzvah, so of course women would be obligated. And why is that? Well, we know in general that kol sheyeshno bishmira, yeshno bizachira. Anybody who's obligated to refrain from malacha on Shabbos is also obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. And it explains the Magen Mishnah that since according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Havdalah stems from the very same source as Kiddush, they stem from the same starting point, so therefore, that principle includes women not only in the mitzvah of Kiddush, but also in the mitzvah of Havdalah. And if that's the case, then women would be biblically obligated to recite Havdalah after Shabbos. However, there are other opinions, like the Or Chaim, Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Miloniel, who hold that the mitzvah of Havdalah is only midrabanan, and on that basis, since it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, the Rabbanan did not include women in the obligation to recite Havdalah after Shabbos. And Rav Moshe Feinstein explains further in Or HaChaim Chilak Dalet Simen Kuf, that the Or HaChaim's source for the mitzvah of Havdalah was from that pasuk in Parashas Shmini quoted in the Gemara in Shavuos, Lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol. And according to that approach, so that's not a biblical command to recite Havdalah, that's what we would call an asmachta, it's a remez, it's a hint to the mitzvah of Havdalah. But the Torah is not telling us to recite Havdalah after Shabbos in that pasuk. That context in Parashat Shmini has nothing to do with Shabbos. So therefore, says of Moshe Feinstein, explaining the Or HaChaim, that pasuk is just an asmachta, it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, and according to the Or HaChaim, since it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, and it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama, it's a time-bound mitzvah, therefore women would not be obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah according to that approach. So whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah may depend on whether the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah de oraisa or a mitzvah de rabbanan. Now let's transition to the second question that we posed at the beginning of the Chabura, namely, how does the source for the mitzvah of Havdalah reflect on the nature and the character of the mitzvah? We're going to explore three approaches. We'll try to explain each in light of the source. So let's begin again from that pasuk in Parashat Shmini. Lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol. If that's really the source for the mitzvah of Havdalah, then what it would seem to be is that the requirement of Havdalah can be formulated as the need to articulate a distinction between a period of sanctity and a period of regularity. the need to insert a dividing line between Kedusha and Chol. It's not really a particular halacha about Shabbos. It's more about the difference between Shabbos and the week that follows. And the Torah tells us that when you have a juxtaposition between a sanctified time and a time of Chol, then we're obligated to call attention to that difference, to that dividing line, to that separator, lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol. And if that's the case, then we could explain that the nature of Havdalah, its character, is just as the pasuk sounds. Havdalah bein kodesh v'chol. However, if the pasuk, if the source for the mitzvah of Havdalah is not lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol, but rather comes from the pasuk in this week's parsha, Zachor es yom ha-shabbos lekadsho, as the Rambam said that the mitzvah of Havdalah is tied to the mitzvah of Kiddush, both derived from the word Zachor es yom ha-shabbos, so then it's not a universal principle about distinguishing between Kedusha and Chol, but rather it's a Shabbos-oriented halacha. It Havdalah comes to fulfill some idea with respect to Shabbos. And what is that idea? So what emerges from the Rambam is that Kiddush and Havdalah are the two bookends to Shabbos. The way that we call attention to the uniqueness of Shabbos, to its greatness, to its sanctity, is by severing off Shabbos from the rest of the week. And to sever Shabbos from the rest of the week, you need to do that at its beginning with a Kiddush and also at its end with a Havdalah. By having those two bookends, those twins, so a Kiddush and Havdalah become two sides of the same coin. You have Kiddush at its front and Havdalah at its end, that severs off Shabbos from the rest of the week and thereby calls attention, accentuates the Kedusha, the Hagdalah, the greatness and the sanctity of Shabbos. The truth is that there's a lot of evidence in the Gemara for the Rambam's approach. For example, just quickly, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, discusses the idea of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, that we're not supposed to do mitzvos in pairs. And the Gemara gives one example that we're not supposed to use one cup of wine for two different mitzvos. For example, we're not supposed to use one cup of wine for Kiddush and also for benching, for Birkas HaMazon. But the Gemara says that Kiddush and Havdalah are not considered two different mitzvos with respect to this idea, such that you would be able to use one cup of wine to fulfill both Kiddush and Havdalah. Why? So the Gemara says, Kiddush veHavdalah chada milsa hi. Kiddush and Havdalah are considered one unified matter, one Indian, one idea. And that corroborates, or it certainly coheres very nicely with the Rambam's approach. Kiddush and Havdalah are two sides of the same coin, two bookends, both fulfilling the same idea of severing off Shabbos from the rest of the week and thereby calling attention to its greatness. The third approach to the nature of Havdalah might be that if the Havdalah is only midrabanan, like we saw from the Or Chaim and also from the opinion in the Magen Mishnah, then it might be a fulfillment of the category of kavod Shabbos. The Gemara in Pesachim Adaf Kuv Gimel Amid Aleph compares Havdalah to the escorting out of a king. That when a king leaves, his whole community comes along with him to greet him on his way out, to escort him out. So too, when we have the privilege to enjoy Shabbos Kodesh, so when it leaves, then we should escort it out. And that's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. We pay respect to Shabbos by escorting it out at its end. Perhaps if the mitzvah of Havdalah is only midrabanan, that's the role that it plays, that's the purpose that it seeks to fulfill. What would be some of the ramifications between these three different approaches to the mitzvah of Havdalah? Again, whether the mitzvah of Havdalah is a more universal principle to distinguish between Kedusha and Chol, between periods of sanctity and periods of regularity, or whether Havdalah is more of a Shabbos principle, whether in the Rambam's approach to sever off Shabbos from the rest of the week, or the Dirabbanan approach as a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. What would the ramifications between these three mitzvahs be? So first, let's look to Havdalah and Motza'e Yantif. Does Havdalah apply to the conclusion of Yantif the same way that it applies to the conclusion of Shabbos? Is Havdalah after Yantif a biblical command, or is it only of rabbinic origin? So this was also a debate amongst the Rishonim. The Magen Mishnah was of the opinion that Kiddush and Havdalah are specific to Shabbos, and they don't apply to Yantif. Now, that makes perfect sense if the source for Havdalah and for Kiddush in that for that matter, is Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Likadsha. Kiddush and Havdalah are about Shabbos, says the Magid Mishnah. So if that's the case, then maybe we should limit it to Shabbos. And therefore, the Magid Mishnah concludes that both Kiddush and Havdalah are only Midrabanan on Yontif. The Rambam actually happens to disagree with that, despite the fact that his source for these mitzvos is Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Likadsha, because the Rambam has a Kiddush that even Yontif is considered like a Shabbos. The Torah on Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Gimel, in Sefer Vayikra, it details both Shabbos and Yontif all in the same context. And the Rambam probably derived from there that Yontif is also considered like a Shabbos. So even though the Torah says Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Likadsho, the Rambam said that Yontif is included. Therefore, the Rambam said that the Kiddush and Havdalah for Yontif are of biblical origin. But according to the Magid Mishnah, Shabbos means Shabbos. And therefore, Kiddush and Havdalah are only of rabbinic origin. However, if we jump to a different source, namely Lehavdil Bein HaKodesh Uvein HaChol, so then we wouldn't distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif, because both Shabbos and Yontif are days of sanctity. So if we have to put up a dividing line between a period of sanctity and a period of Chol of regularity, then we'll do so whether it's between Shabbos and the rest of the week, or whether it's between Yontif and the rest of the week. And that's exactly what the opinion of the Rash Mishantz was. The Rash Mishantz says that since we derive the mitzvah of Havdalah from Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Uvein HaChol, therefore it applies both to Shabbos and to Yontif. So for the Rash Mishantz, since the nature of Havdalah is to divide between a period of sanctity and a period of Chol, it's not going to distinguish, it's not going to favor Shabbos as opposed to Yontif. Both Shabbos and Yontif are periods of sanctity. But according to the Magid Mishnah, since it's a specific halacha about Shabbos, to call attention to the particular uniqueness of Shabbos, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Likadsho, so therefore it's going to apply at least on a biblical level only to the day of Shabbos and not to the day of Yontif. Another really interesting ramification between these different approaches to the mitzvah of Havdalah would be whether we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah the same way that we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. The Gemara in Pesachim, Adaf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, says that we're supposed to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And that's why we say Zecher Li Yetzias Mitzrayim every Friday night as part of the text that we recite in Kiddush before we enjoy our Friday night meal. It's based on that Gemara on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. The Minchas Chinuch, commenting on the mitzvah of Kiddush in the mitzvah Lamed Aleph in this week's parsha, he asks that if this is the case, that we're supposed to mention Havdalah in Kiddush, then why don't we mention Havdalah? Why don't we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mitzvah of Havdalah as well? After all, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah stem from the very same source. They're part and parcel of the same mitzvah. Kiddush and Havdalah are two twins, two bookends that combine to satisfy one idea. So if it's the case that Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be mentioned for Kiddush, then why not for Havdalah as well? Now, some explained that actually, it's in a certain sense, we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah. How is that the case? There's no Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in our text of Havdalah. So if you look at the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, he quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who explained that the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we mention at the beginning of Shabbos during Kiddush counts also for Havdalah. Very interesting. That we view Kiddush and Havdalah as a team, so much so that which we said in the text of Kiddush carries over to Havdalah. But what do you see as his assumption? His premise is that, yeah, it's true. We should have mentioned Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah as well, because after all, Kiddush and Havdalah are partners. They join together to fulfill the same objective, the same goal of severing off Shabbos from the rest of the week. And if we have to mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, then we should have to do so in Havdalah as well. However, if we view Havdalah more as a universal principle, as a separating between Kedusha and Chol, but it's not particular to Shabbos, so then we're not going to relate it intrinsically to Kiddush. It comes from a totally different source, from Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Uvein HaChol. And therefore, just because the Gemara says that we should mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim for Kiddush, does not mean that we would have to mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim for Havdalah.
not everything that applies to Kiddush applies to Havdalah, since after all, according to that approach, Kiddush and Havdalah have two completely different sources. Just to end off with a point of machshava, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lam and Gimel Amud Aleph explains that the Havdalah that we recite in Tefillah and Mariv and Motzai Shabbos is instituted as part of the Bracha of Chonin Hadas, as part of our request, our beseechment of Hashem to grant us intelligence, to grant us Das. Rav Hudner in the Pachad Yitzchak coming up for Purim in Simen Chav Zayin explains that this is based on the concept of Im Ein Das Havdalah Minayim, that the root of Das, the root of a real ability to express intellect, is the ability to distinguish and thereby ascertain what values and principles to follow, which ones are important to attach ourselves to and adhere to, and which ones we should avoid. Da'as is a reflection of the existence of Havdalah, that ability to distinguish. So by fulfilling the mitzvah of Havdalah, either after Shabbos or after Yom Tov, we separate out those days from the rest of the week. We separate out Kedusha from Chol, and thereby we're always able to have our sights set on aspiration and on growth. So Yashar Koach for today. Please join our WhatsApp group posted in the chat for Mari Makomos updates and more. See you next week on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Wishing everyone a great rest of the week.